Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, and I believe we're at 8:23:24. All kind of stuff going on. Like we said the other day, like I said the other day several times, right after it happened, and, well, that other day was 6 weeks ago now. Who gave the order? Who tuned the kid up? Who gave the order? Who tuned the kid up? And consequently, you have the quote from Red China Joe, if you recall, that said, we need to put Trump, while he was in Detroit, we need to put Trump in the bullseye. And then allegedly, well, Lester Holt asked him that, and Red China Joe got real nervous. He said, I didn't mean put him in the crosshairs. What the heck is a bullseye? You see what I'm saying? I didn't mean put him in the crosshairs. I mean to focus on him. And then we also had that same week out of Minnesota, allegedly, in opinions of some, including my opinion, that it was interesting that Target, which has a logo of a bullseye, Target had a circle sale that ended that weekend Saturday. And then now we know more about the Luciferian waltz, the Lucy Waltz guy, and you start to see stuff like that. And then you start to see that state, Pennsylvania, being key states. And then now, with RFK, I listen to RFK's speech. I'm not for everything RFK was for. I was not for everything his father was for. I like JFK a little better, but I wasn't for everything necessarily he was for. But at the time, I wasn't as astute politically, because I did like how he did the Cuban Missile Crisis, and he was ready to go toe with the Russians and sent the ships to blow their ships and subs out of the water, and then also to level Cuba if necessary. But I also know that when we look at JFK, RFK, and then RFK Jr., but then we look at also Trump and the assassination attempt on Trump, and there's a lot of similarities we've talked about, but there's another similarity. If you have a supreme negligence bordering on, which Judge Jeanine on the Fox even said that, supreme negligence bordering on intentional, then who it is, who gave the order, who tuned the kid up, and then they also, they cremated the body almost immediately on that kid, even though that body was still evidence. And I can understand a cremation and all of that, but I mean, but that's not the point. Because, first of all, in cremation, who wants to spend 10 grand on a funeral and whatever on a casket and, you know, the whole bit? It's like nuts for me to do that, when I'd rather go be with my spirit of being in heaven with Lord Jesus, my soul. And I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you, I have my voice and my Lord Jesus. When Brother Quayle and you back in October or whatever prayed for me on air, I was having trouble talking a lot. And then by golly, during that show, my voice came back. And the Lord has preserved what he wants me to utilize in this end time, in this time of trouble, in this time where I could strike blows against his enemies and warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what might be coming and how to prepare for it. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, I do pray that we would have, Brother Quayle prayed for Lord Jesus, will you go to Steve Quayle right now? Will you help touch his legs and his body and rehab his knee and get him to where he walks perfectly fine and rehab it and take the pain away from it, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And for the old sheriff and the stagecoach stop, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will continue to favor him and that you will touch his body, remove any of the bad stuff out of it, and restore him back to more optimum health. And also to make sure that the livestock and his wonderful wife are taken care of as well as she's taking care of him. But I also say to my old buddies from Iowa, Nebraska, Carney Beatrice from Hampton, Iowa, from Dunlap, Iowa, to the farmers in Dunlap, Iowa, and a wonderful wife and family, God bless you. The Lord Jesus we talked about last night has touched you, and you'll be on your tractor soon and won't have to go back for any of your conditions or problems medically till in the spring. So I praise Lord Jesus for all of that. I praise him for Jarhead, and I praise him for myself. Because of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you would allow me to breathe properly and that you would remove the cancer from squeezing my right lung and collapsing the lung. I pray that you would. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that I pray Lord Jesus would then allow me to breathe fully and out of both lungs so that I can walk a pace or two or three or five without having to bend over and breathe like a panting dog that can't breathe. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you remove this cancer from my body and that you would return and restore me back to a more optimum health. In your name I pray. So, ladies and gentlemen, back to this assassination thing. I want to talk about that a little bit. Because when you look at what appears to be negligence in certain things, in the JFK deal, there was supposed to be an entire another military police unit, I believe, out of San Antonio, that was supposed to be on the streets that day, that would be looking up to the windows and doing all of that grunt work to make sure nobody was on a roof or that there wasn't a gun hanging out of the Dowtex building, you know, on about the second floor, in the back, or that there wasn't one on the county records building, or that there wasn't one down in the manhole, or one at the grassy knoll picket fence, or that there weren't maybe two up in the school book depository, and who knows where else. But I certainly verified for myself when I heard U.S. military, allegedly, special ops, allegedly in plainclothes, say that we had a man up there, we had a man over here. And I've told you the story. I'm not going to get into it again. Although, that blew the mind of Robert Groden, who was sitting right there in the pergola with me. And I've been talking to him for about 30 minutes about his videotapes and books about the Kennedy assassination. Groden, G-R-O-D-E-N. He also was a co-author of High Treason. But the High Treason, the other guy in the High Treason book, Livingston, had some conclusions that weren't quite right, although that book, High Treason, is a good one. And then if you got JFK by L. Fletcher Prouty, and if you get Groden's other books, the one on the JFK assassination, the one on Oswald, that have the photographs and place all the gunshots and all the different things, based upon the audio tapes, and you need to really look at it. But the supreme negligence was not putting people on the roof, not putting people on the water tower, etc., not picking up the radios for the local radios so they could hear the thing. And now they have suspended, four Pittsburgh Secret Service agents, including a special agent in charge, suspended them today. They're have to work remote. They're still paying them. But this is just been done. And then there's another fifth one somewhere. But the fact of the matter is they need to bust. They need to open a hole, make it wide. You know what I'm saying? Bust a hole, make it wide on some of the top people in the Secret Service and redo with new executive types, with new managerial supervisory types, so this stuff don't happen. And then they ought to go back to using their own. In the old days, they had some of the best polygraphs there were. The Secret Service polygraphs were given to people, and they played real close to the fiddle, if you know what I'm saying. They played real close to the thing. And that polygraph should be given periodically on a random basis to the Secret Service agents. And it should be a whole nother division of that division, because they've got awfully sloppy, and that it should start with the top of the food chain, which is unusual in D.C. You can't do that, right? But also on this thing, Crooks, they have all kind of videotape on him now. And he had three separate encrypted communication accounts, one in Germany, one in Belgium, one in New Zealand. And they've kind of went down the memory hole. We never heard anything about it again until now. And then it's back in the fold, so to speak. Allegedly, the one in Belgium is that it matters most because it went to NATO headquarters in Brussels. And it now appears the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump was a NATO action, North American Treaty Alliance, or organization. So either NATO went rogue and tried to get rid of potential future U.S. president who kind of had previously wants to disband it, or the current U.S. president has authorized NATO to take political action. Now, I will tell you this. Somebody gave the order. Somebody tuned the kid up. And I think that this thing was just like the JFK assassination and the RFK. And when you look at NATO and you look at the different things, NATO ain't so separate from the EIEIOs now, is it? Or if you look at also other books, another good book to look on the Kennedy assassination, Best Evidence, by Daniel S. Lifton. All kind of different ones. And in that, you'll see that the bullet, or the missile, they call it, was handed to FBI agents. You've got J. Edgar Hoover saying that the information was given and he had contact with George Bush of the CIA, okay? So there's all kind of stuff. So don't forget the EIEIOs being involved. The alphabet soups. NATO is an alphabet soup, but that's not necessarily the big deal. Although, could have used that somehow to communicate with him. And this is an interesting little story right here, isn't it? Moscow said the U.S. cannot be trusted as it prepares to lift the ban on strikes in Russia. And apparently there's also some Russian subs off the Texas coast. And I'll tell you what, if you're sitting down there in Texas, all the people in the crossroads, you're sitting down there, you're sitting in the Houston Ship Channel, and where the refineries are and all the oil fields, I'm going to tell you what, it'd be real nice to have Reagan's Star Wars system or Trump's Iron Dome ready to go, or somebody in the White House instead of on the beach in L.A., or, you know, on the beach in Orange County, trying to figure out how to, you know, allegedly pardon his son on the gun charges and also the IRS charges. So here we go. You know, this thing is starting to let loose a little bit. Starting to loose a little bit. And then, yeah, the whistleblower is telling Jess Hawley of Missouri, who is a good senator, that the Secret Service headquarters field told agents working Butler event not to request additional manpower. This goes into the where I was talking about with the JFK scenario, where they had an entire military police division whose job was to go around and to prevent any kind of problem with assassination attempts for presidents. So they were told them not to request additional manpower for Trump's rally and warned such requests would be denied. Well, then that comes out of InfoWars, but that's been basically what we've thought about for quite some time here. And consequently, we're going to be in a situation to where now we've got new sanctions on Russia. Well, Kamala Chameleon said she was going to put them on him. So it looks like she did. Minister, Defense Minister Belousov's son was among the blast-elected persons and entities. I'll tell you what. New sanctions, that's banking and all that kind of stuff. But here's the deal. You keep pushing the bear. The bear originally, back in the Pope John Paul I, Pope John, in the first reading of the Three Secrets, Fatima, etc., basically read it, and they said that if Russia was not consecrated, that Russia would become the chastisement of the United States and of the church. Will become the chastisement of the U.S. And it looks like they're going to do. You keep poking the bear, the bear is going to poke you. And I'm going to urge everybody one more time. And I know that Hawk is telling you the truth. You got to go to what Lord Jesus has to say about Matthew 25 and the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. And the wise take lamp oil and extra wicks and everything with their lamps while they're waiting for the bridegroom to come. And the foolish virgins have their lamp, but they don't have any additional oil or anything in it, or in no extra wicks or what have you. And read Matthew 25 again for yourself, but I'm going to paraphrase it, which I normally don't like to do. But the fact of the matter is that the cry came out that the bridegroom was coming, and consequently, the foolish virgin said, oh, please give us some of your oil because ours has run out. And the wise virgin said, not so. lest we not have enough for our lamps, you go to those that sell and buy your lamp oil. So then the wise virgins are ready. They come into the and go behind the door with the bridegroom, and the door is shut. And then the foolish virgins who come back and say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And then Lord Jesus says to them, or the bridegroom says, he says, I know ye not, okay? Because you've got to be ready when the bridegroom comes. And the better off you are, the more ready you are, the better off you are for you, your family, your friends, your neighbor. And Jesus says in Matthew 24, those that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. And that's Matthew 24 right before it. Read that also tonight. If you can, read it to your children. But also read them John 14 and the marvelous gift the Lord Jesus gives to you. If you want to see what's going on, you got to look at Ezekiel 38, 39 and what's going to go on around the world. What's going to go on around the world, ladies and gentlemen? And if the Russian subs could launch a nuke, or they may just launch one of the, the Gulf. They may already have them out there and the oil rigs and stuff, or could go up the Houston Ship Channel. They may even have one of the drone subs that we've talked about that have a nuclear weapon on board. And consequently, they could blow all of the Ship Channel in Houston and the whole thing with one of those. They could have the Gulf water go north. They could also still blow, as we've talked about many times, the Great Lakes, and send them south. The U.S. Navy used to have a map of an inland sea from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico. You might look at that Navy map, U.S. Navy map of inland sea from Great Lakes to Gulf of Mexico, and see what comes up. See what comes up. Russia and China apparently have sent nuclear bombers toward Alaska. The doomsday plane supposedly is up. Russian subs off of Texas. Now, Alaska, that would also be oil too, wouldn't it? Could also be oil plus a whole lot of natural gas. And then that would take out the magnificent supplies. But then here's the thing. You got Kamala Chameleon. You got Comrade or Commissar Chameleon. You got the Lucy Walsh dancer. You got Red China Joe, who's a little bit less with it, don't you know? And whose side are they on? It can seemingly be sad that the Lucy Walsh has been to China 30 times and got married on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. And I guarantee it wasn't because in Tiananmen Square, they had all the demonstrations. I guarantee you, allegedly guarantee you, that it was because that's where the tank ran over the people, okay? And they took out all the protesters in Tiananmen Square. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if this stuff starts to go down, you're going to want to drink water. You're going to eat food. You're going to have sufficient for your family, for your friend, your neighbor, for yourself. And you better add more to your kitty tonight. You better add more underneath the bed, in the closet, in the basement, up on, and if you can get a pallet, use pallets to protect it. Use a sheet of plywood, sheets of plywood, and then if you can put a 2x6 or 2x8, 10 on the sides in a U shape with the top open, then lay extra brick or lay extra flat concrete blocks in there to protect what's behind that thing. And then you can use your water barrels and food packets, food packaging and buckets stacked at the end. You got then a place to hide behind against a wall. If you can do that not far from a basement restroom, that would be not that bad of a deal, not right on it, but that would give you possibility for some water too. Oh, I'm telling you, look up the plans, Crescent Kearney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive a Nuclear War. Look up the FEMA, nuclear shelters, and you'll see a real good depiction of basement-type shelters. You got Holly Dale, Dare to Prepare. That book gives you a lot. As far as what to buy food-wise and stuff, if you cannot get in time, or, you know, Dare to Prepare if you don't have it. If you don't have, like, Philip Hoag's, also his No Such Thing as Doomsday, then what I would tell you is that you'd better go up on to standeo.com, look for Holly's site, Holly's material or Holly's site or Holly's portion of the site. And you'll go up there and you'll see her older lists that she expanded on greatly for Dare to Prepare. You'll find her older lists of what type of food, how much is needed by a man, a boy, a girl, or a woman, and the different total amounts of grains, legumes, vegetables, all the different things, fruits, etc. Tell you how much to store, what kind of stuff. They also have lists for medical equipment and supplies, excellent medical lists. And there are other people that have lists as well. You know, just look up prep lists or preparedness lists, and you'll get a whole thing in your search in preparedness lists. And then don't match the ones that pop up in the little box below. Just go ahead and click the whole top one and see what you get on the full rundown. That way you don't get the ones they tell you to get, but you get the ones that are the good ones that will have all the stuff in them. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. So you got another attempt yesterday, and they caught the guy. He had threatened President Trump, who was down there in the Arizona with the big mountain in the background. And I told you last night as well, how come they didn't have some 6.5, 7-foot guys standing behind Trump at the perfect distance so that somebody off the mountain with the 50 or a 20 millimeter, didn't go kaboom, 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 boom, 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 boom. Okay? I don't understand that. The sheriffs were there. They were ready to defend or ready to go to quick draw McGraw action against people coming through the fence. But that guy was in that area, apparently not too far from there, when they arrested him. And God bless the sheriffs down there for grabbing him and getting the word out, because the Secret Service sure as shoot would probably hand the guy the opportunity, you know, allegedly. And I'll tell you what, who gave the order, who tuned the kid up? And the who tuned the kid up was quite interesting. And then you remember we also had, that was popped onto Alex Jones, we also had the allegedly the commercial done by BlackRock and Vanguard, in which that high school that that kid Crooks was in, he was in that commercial with BlackRock where they were talking about doing teachers' pensions and all of that in high schools. So there is some stuff here that is just like the JFK, just like the RFK. We didn't have somebody in the polka dot dress, but we sure got this Crooks kid strolling down the Strand, and videos everywhere about him strolling down the Strand, being seen with the rangefinder, everything. And what a dumb thing. What a dumb rangefinder. And that's not part of the deal. Well, that's because you want to take a picture. Well, most of the cameras today are zoom in and zoom out anyway. And you can don't necessarily have to have the rangefinder. We're not working necessarily with the old 35 millimeters because even the new ones have got all the zoom stuff. You know what I mean? And you can take a pretty good picture of it. But there weren't supposed to be certain flags and stuff blocking the vision up on the dais. There's all kinds of stuff. There's the anomalies about the ability of the counter snipers to shoot and all of that kind of thing. And I wonder about that deal yesterday with all the allegedly the people up on the crane, the counter snipers up on the crane. And at the time I thought, well, maybe it's just like Gene Hackman, enemy of the state. He takes the kitty cat with him and gets the policeman's uniform and dresses up as a police captain or a lieutenant and goes down into the cop shop and then meets with the people that eventually they take down in the movie The Enemy of the State. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I think we're in for a bad time of it. I think Lord Jesus has warned us about it. So it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be. You know, I mean, it's just incredible. Read Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39, Matthew 25. And the good Bible in general is good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm talking about predictions. You got all kind of stuff. Joel, all kind of different ones. And then this chameleon comrade, they're going, her and the Lucy Walsh, they're going for the full outright socialist or communist slash communist takeover. And it's more like communism. And I mean, she's going to want to take the guns. Mandatory buyback, pshaw. You go to martial law, they ain't going to do that. They're going to come and do it. Well, by golly, there's more guns in America, bada, bada, bada. Well, yeah, there is, but I'll tell you what, if they zap the power grid, or other combinations of taking down the 9 or 10 key power substations, you will find that the power grid goes off. Read the book, William R. Forstchen, One Second After. It's a forged book. If you have not read that book, I suggest you read it this weekend, if you have time. One Second After, forged book, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-T-C-H-E-N. And that will give you quite some idea of how it will be. There's other books that do that as well, of course. But just figure out that that is a good book to read. Because it tells you what happens in Black Mountain, North Carolina, Swannoa, Montreat College, Asheville, all that area through there. Actual battles and civil wars and stuff. And that's on the I-40. And it talks to you about how the groceries go bye-bye real quick. And it does it in a setting. I've actually been to that area and I've stopped in, you know, the Black Mountain and gone down and looked at the grocery stores and all the stuff they're talking about in that area. The restaurants, the whole nine yards, the drugstore, the whole bit. I actually walked through that stuff and I said, wow, you know, and they're not a big town, but it's a well-stocked grocery and a well-stocked pharmacy. And consequently, you've got a lot of trouble when this stuff goes in about a half an hour. So a ration is one can of chunky soup or one can of Progresso, one can of Dinty Moore stew. If you can get long-term storage food and water to reconstitute, then make sure you do water filtration. I've told you this enough times, and I will say it probably again and again. But now they're talking about also that some of the big doctors and virologists are saying that the monkeypox is a derivative of the COVID vaccine. Derivative of the COVID vaccine, and consequently, you watch out. And I'm hearing more and more, like I told you about last night, hearing more and more about the COVID and lockdowns and masks and everything. I'm seeing people wearing masks out in bank tellers and businesses, and certainly in the hospital, some people wear them. And it's just going to go that route again, I believe. But I'll tell you what, I would get a hold of some ivermectin, benbendazole, all right? And I would be ready to use periodically those kind of things. I would also tell you that for other items, secondary infections, fish mox, fish flex, and to go ahead and get what you can of that. Fish mox, fish flex. The fish antibiotics. And then Dr. Cass Ingram, you've got to deal with the mesosilver and the different herbal concoctions that you can take. How to survive the 21st century, you must have life-saving cures. Okay? And there's also another good book, Bioterrorism, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons, by Pamela Weintraub. And that is an excellent book as well. But Dr. Cass Ingram, the he's got them for anthrax combat kit, abdominal pain, poisoning, rice bran, rice polish, nut seeds and nut butters, whole milks, dried prunes, peanuts, peanut butter, jerky or canned meat, mackerel, oil of oregano. And you can get oregano, which is a brand name. Or you also, I've seen that at Whole Foods, where they have the oil of oregano capsules. If you can get the capsules, by all means, get the capsules. The Meso Silver at stevequayle.com. click on the Mezzo Silver. The Mezzo Silver itself, Arizona State Studies, talks about how it will even kill in the test tube back then up to 76 different cancers. I certainly put some into my water every day. It won't kill every cancer, but the oil of oregano, also excellent for infections, viruses, what have you, but the Mezzo Silver will also kill bacteria and viruses in water without killing off the good stuff in the water. Anything that you can get, ladies and gentlemen, to prepare yourself, I think it is time to really pass time to do it. Really pass time to do it. You want to keep on hawking the game, and I hope you do, because I'm sure trying hard to stay in this game. Believe me, any donation is most needed and wanted. Most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, that's the easiest. A little bit of gold, a little platinum. But Federal Reserve notes, easiest. But it could be a check or a properly filled out money order. It's got to have all the stuff on it. All the blanks filled. Could be sent to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And Brother Steve Quayle has got gold and silver on the hook. Platinum as well. And I will tell you what, I don't think I looked at the price today, but I'm going to look real quick if I can. Yes, sir. Let's see what we got. And you go to stevequayle.com, go to this Precious Metals, Renaissance Precious Metals section. You click on that. They've got all the current pricing. Gold is $25.1469, up $29.16 from yesterday. So there you are, $25.1469. Brother Quayle had an article yesterday up, I believe, said gold is heading to 8,000 and silver 800. Now silver today, $29.91, up 84 cents. Platinum, $974.09, up $19.69. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a bad idea. You call Steve at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if you get Steve, or if you get his son Tyler, or the manager Daryl, who's a capable manager, let me tell you, if you get any of those people or anybody who answers that phone, because you could get Steve's daughter up there if she was there, and then tell him that Old Hawk said to send you out some gold or some silver, and that you're going to go ahead and get you some and do whatever you can take it to make sure you get it one day or 2 day air, or the overnight or the 2 day or the 3 day, whatever it is, the best possible way to get it quickly. And while you're at it, order Earth in the Crosshairs. Give it yourself. If you want it immediately to see it, then get the online DOD, you know, VOD, the Vigil Operating, the VOD is available now at Vimeo.com, all right? And that will blow your mind. The interdimensional gates of hell have opened. Any books you can get of Steve's, believe me, get them. Get them, get them, get them. And then you're going to want to keep your precious metals. in locked storage at home if possible, a good safe. If you put them in the hollow tree, make sure you know which one it is. Any other place you can hide them, you figure it out. Can be hidden in a lot of different ways. And don't hide it in the ways that the burglars already know. Hide them in something else. Do it that way and you'll be blessed for it. Keep some cash. And your credit cards, if this stuff goes bye-bye, if we have anything to do with Russia or China, which now Commissar Chameleon takes over, that's all she wrote. It's going to be bye-bye, Miss American Pie. You know what I mean? Because it is just a real bad scenario. And if Trump were to get in, and then RFK Jr. may give him a couple extra percentage points here and there in the battleground states. But I'm going to tell you what, do not necessarily figure that you're going to solve the spiritual problems of this nation or the world with the political answer. We don't know about any of that, you see, because the answer is a spiritual problem. Yep, and then B&EFB and others have sent me. There's a mass stabbing in Solingen, Germany. A lot of people were reportedly killed and injured. Arab-looking perpetrator is on the run. All right. Just incredible. Another deal, you know, at a festival or some kind of a thing. And thank you to all who sent me that, to B&EFB, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention when you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station. Pay attention, particularly you ladies out there. As Brother Quayle said, you need to go with more than one person if you possibly can. Go with more than one person if you possibly can, because it will be something. I tell my wife's a brown belt, by the way, and she also can manipulate a Kubotan pretty good. Kubotan has got a key ring on it, you know. She also has a one move that you can't believe, and I remember her darn near cracking a guy's collarbone who was like 350 pounds and dropped him to the floor. It didn't crack it, but it sure dropped him to the floor with one move. Kapop, right on the collarbone, and she dropped him. Anyway, I tell her to be ready with the Kubotan because I can't go with her anymore. I can't. The only place I can get to is to the hospital or maybe to a bank or something like that, and that's about it. And I cannot drive. My voice has been preserved by the Lord Jesus, and there's power in the blood of Jesus. And let me tell you something. I'm still here. He obviously wanted me to be here. And that is all there is to it. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a marvelous thing. And I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot now. I'm shooting for the end of the month, obviously, but I'm shooting for the end of October when I was diagnosed. And get through that. And then I'm shooting for, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's again. And then that would be, we get through the holidays, that would be a real nice year, wouldn't it? And I pray that I'm going to be in that position. If you look at the MIMIC-TPW version 2, the Mimic, you're seeing a lot of stuff moving through, and you're seeing all kind of stuff in the Atlantic. And you remember that the Russians are in Cuba, and they've got stuff off the Gulf Coast. They're also in Cuba, and there's all kind of things going round and round and round and they can hit the weather hard real easily because they do control the weather pretty good. Oh, man, oh, man. I wanted to see what we got going on over here in the Indian Ocean, perhaps. Looks like there is a lot of action up in the Great Lakes. That action in the Great Lakes with energy. I'm not going to go deal with that because we're getting too late in the game here. But ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus, if you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he will do that. He will do it, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll start to wash you clean. And that is the most marvelous feeling when you start to wash you clean. You give him plenty of praise and blessings to him because of what he's doing for you. That is the key. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And then pray for people. Utilize the gift that he talks to you about. In John 14. And then the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221, Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-D-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, may the Lord Jesus return to you 10,000-fold, and may you pray for Brother Quayle. May you pray for Lady J and her broken arm and wrist. May you pray for Debbie Nunamaker and her wrist and broken arm, and pray that the pain goes away too on both of those people. Pray for the Jarhead, all the different ones, people that you know out there, pray for them. And if you got an extra prayer for me, I would appreciate it. All prayers are needed and welcome as well. Because I've got to have a miracle to deal with what's happening in my body. I can still talk. I can still yell even. But the Lord removed certain tumors or the tumorous masses off of my vocal cord. Their right lung is being surrounded and captivated, but I still have some breathing room in the left. And I still am stage 4 in the liver, but it's not getting worse at this moment, but it's still stage 4. And then in the lymph node and in the bones. So I am in a situation where I could fight for a few minutes hand to hand, but I sure as heck could utilize a pistol or a rifle or the shotgun for a bit longer and to do some damage with it. I pray that you would go about your business of preparedness and to do it quickly and to do it this week. And if you can go tonight somewhere, if you go even to an all-night, Sam's Club or something like that. They used to have those that were open 24 hours a day. But even if you go after the show, go out there and get you something. And if nothing else, get an extra can of Chunky or Progresso soup or Dinty Moore stew. You can also get the cans of tuna. Some people say to get the albacore white with the water. Others say in order to get the oil and to help preserve your brain and stuff with the extra oil, to go ahead and get the tuna in oil. I say get whichever one you like to taste. Get the chicken breast in the small cans. Get the Alaskan salmon. Get the mackerel. The different canned fish and the different canned meats. And put it back, ladies and gentlemen. Put it up on the top shelf. Put it under the bed. Put it in the closet. Put it in your basement shelter. Put it in your big shelter if you've got one of those. You've got Wise buckets. You've got Mountain House, Alpenair, all the Patriots stuff. Brother Quail's still got some links to all kind of different foods. Go ahead and get whatever you can get as quickly as you possibly can get it. And if you had a year or 2 years or 3.5 years, say perhaps a great tribulation time period, 3.5 years of food, that would not be bad. If you got money in the big accounts or the banks, well, I'm going to tell you what, and you don't have the food, then if the computers go bye-bye or the electricity goes bye-bye, you ain't got nothing in the big accounts, do you? Nothing in the stock funds, the pension funds, the IRAs, none of it. 401ks, the big banks, don't have it. So you better get some of that. Don't keep it in the lockbox, because the lockbox is all going to be gone through, just as they were in 33. But if you got it at home and you got ammo, then you can protect what you got. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your ranch, your farm, your business, your car, your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and your spacecraft to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And strike blows against those who are against the Bill of Rights Americans. Regardless of who they are. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. He'll help you out. Mickey LaPua. You stay on him optics, Mickey. And you get ready to run through the jungle to Porky's. All right? Because you're a good man, Mickey. You're bad to the bone. That 338 or Hanahan. Road and track and Little L. God bless you. May you keep up with your ninja ways and your Muay Thai ways, and you say hi to Double T, your wonderful father, and say hi to your mom. You tell him old Hawk says that Lord Jesus loves you. And if you love Lord Jesus, you'll be blessed by him. Good night.